football. The post-game interview.
One of our most senior umpires, last year's GFNL senior grand final umpire, Dave Chaston, and of course chair of Geelong Football Umpires League. Good enough to join us straight off the ground. Chasto, what a cracking game of footy. They're the ones as a man in lime you must enjoy.
That was a very enjoyable game of football, and anyone's game up to about the halfway mark of that last quarter. So it was a real good 10 minutes of court, 10 minutes of football by Newtown that really turned the game around.
Nothing really caught our eye this afternoon. There was a 50-metre penalty I think you paid in the second quarter. Can you just talk us through that one?
Yeah. The guy was taking his kick, and the two players, one was following his player behind the mark, but he peeled off the other side of the mark and left his player. So when he done that, he actually went into the protected zone because he didn't stay with his player. So that's a 50-metre penalty.
Do you track how far you run in a day?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know how far you ran today?
Today, yeah. 15.3
k's. So, and most of, obviously, so you're running 50 k's as the umpires.
A week, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? That's a lot of running for three umpires.
Yes.
Yes. When you think about a player probably runs, I mean, maybe, you know, a midfielder might run 10 or 12, maybe.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I think they're up amongst it.
Up, yeah. About 15 as well. Unbelievable. Better weather too coming up, which is good.
It was a very enjoyable day at that. Much better than last week.
Other than that, probably you'd be pretty happy. The trio, you'll go back and review some of your decisions.
Absolutely.
But nothing really, Dale, I don't think, stood out.
Oh, no.
Any real note.
Kingy, there was one.
Birchie here.
The holding the ball.
No, there was one down here where I think Tom Pierce, South Barn player, seemed to mark it, but we couldn't see from our vantage point. And then there was some conferring between the goal and boundary, and then it was a throw-in.
So, over there, just he went back to take his kick. He did mark it. He went back to take his kick, and my focus went forward to the next act of play, but he actually went on the other side of the goal point line.
Yep.
So the goalie stood up and alerted me, and because he didn't bring it back into play, the normal way, it's a throw-in.
Yeah, right.
Would you not reset that?
No.
So
you bring it back into play.
So if you've made the mistake to go the wrong way, you've made that mistake. While I've got you, can we just ask the question, the umpire's reaction to the decision by the GDFNL to overturn the Bell Post Hill Bannockburn result, was there a little bit of a breakdown in communication between umpires, timekeepers, scorekeepers last week that maybe led to that?
So one of the scorekeepers had the right score, and one of the goalies had the incorrect score. So I was the two incorrect, and then the younger goalie had the correct score. So because two scores added up the same, you have to go to the two scorecards that added up. Unfortunately, it was incorrect.
Yep.
And I think the GDFL did the right decision.
Yep.
Made the right decision. Yes.
So are you comfortable going forward that both AFL Barn and the GDFNL should have something in their bylaws where we can use statistics, like Premier data, or video to get the right result if it's queried?
Well, we've got the technology now, so it makes sense to use it. And I think you'll find that both bylaws will be changed next year.
Absolutely.
So.
Yep.
Chasto, great job today. You very rarely came under our notice, which is probably is exactly what you want. You've obviously got, what do we got, 4 weeks of GFNL left.
Correct.
2 weeks of Ballarine, 3 weeks of GDFNL. So the jostling for those 9 spots of grand finals are well and truly taking place. Good luck to you. And for your sake, Friday, September 26th, you've got a game at whatever time they schedule it at. We don't know yet. Appreciate you dropping by, and we hope to make this a regular occurrence post-game.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Dave Chaston joining us, the chair of the Geelong Football Umpires League, but also ran well today with Shay Hubie and Chris Jones. We appreciate the access from the umpires just as we look to improve the relationship between us and the umpiring crew.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.